Welcome to the Second Peaks, David.
Thanks for having me.
David, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, every morning, it depends. I guess last night I broke my morning ritual because we had a fire alarm at my apartment where the fire alarm was saying that we had a fire-related emergency. Kind of confused how they were describing the fire like Velveeta cheese, but regardless, when my morning isn't interrupted, I typically wake up around, you know, 8 or 9, make a cup of coffee, and get my emails sent or, you know, read for the beginning of the day. Typically go through my emails, you know, once in the morning, once at lunch. I feel like that's pretty typical. And then generally speaking, I guess classes, biking, and usually a little bit of reading makes the schedule. So that's kind of what a day looks like.
What is the best constructive guidance you received in your career?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, funny enough, back in 2017, before I even came to college, I actually had the opportunity to participate in a summer class that was held at McDonough School of Business in Georgetown by some entrepreneurship professors there. And I had brought my first real idea to them, and it was called Potluck. And I got told by a guy named Eric Koster, which I'm sure he would never recognize me, but I'll always remember the name, because he said to me, David, listen, if it's not 10 times cheaper or 10 times better, no one gives a shit. And so that stuck with me, and that kind of, I think that's reflected in our 10 times price reduction and 10 times quality improvement for Helix cases. So I guess that stuck.
Good story. David, do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
Sure. I guess kind of, I guess it's not much of a talent, but I think that a very actually viable investing strategy is buying things that will be nostalgic to people who are going to be 25 in about like 2 years or so, or like 5 years. Oftentimes, if you kind of look, whether it be baseball cards, Pokemon cards, you know, whatever it might be, whenever people start getting money, they start saying, oh, wow, you know, how cool would it be if I had that one card that I always wanted when I was a kid, or that one Matchbox car, or that one whatever it was. And so oftentimes these prices go way up. So I guess the first thing that came to mind was this Deadpool comic. I have a first edition Deadpool comic sitting on my desk, and I'm waiting for it to appreciate.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
You know, I think that I do spend a lot of time alone and kind of, you know, talking with myself in a way. And I find that a lot of times that helps me, you know, with Helix, digesting problems, whether it be personal or professional. I think that a lot of times that kind of can get, you know, misinterpreted. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who can relate to that, that, you know, sometimes I'll just have no more social battery at the end of the day, but, you know, the job requires you to shake hands, be happy, be nice, be amicable. And I find that, you know, as sad as it is at times when I introduce myself to people, if I'm at the end of a long day, it's not always the best foot forward.
You shouldn't be hard on yourself. I've been there. David, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
You know, that's a really good question. Wow, that could be taken a lot of ways. You know, in life, I found that, you know, for a good amount of, it's funny that I was about to call it my early life. I feel like I'm still in my early life. But in my younger years, I feel like any time that there was a challenge between mind and heart, mind would always win. I would never be able to really understand something that didn't hang together logically to me. And I've actually found that through the process of Helix and kind of the pandemic and, you know, personal, you know, journey stuff, I feel like I've kind of learned that there's definitely more of a balance. And I've almost learned that sometimes by following your heart, you end up putting in the work and the sweat and the tears that are necessary to make that logical for your head as well. So I guess that's kind of what I thought.
Very wise. Do you have a comfort food?
Yeah, you know, I've been, I think it switches. I'll go through eating one thing for several weeks on end. Right now, we have a toaster oven, and making a grilled cheese has been a very, very good comfort food for me. So toaster oven grilled cheese. To be taken different than panini press grilled cheese. Very different things.
Good point. Do you have any pet peeves?
You know, funny enough, you know the sound that balloons make when they squeak?
Yes.
I can't stand it. I don't know why. Just completely sends me off. I just can't. I can't take it.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I would say probably the last thing I'm doing is more realistically watching some YouTube in bed. I don't think that that's a very uncommon experience for a lot of people my age. You know, it's actually funny when you think about how similar many people's answer to that question would be at my age.
And do you have a favorite book to read?
You know, one book that I will always recommend to anyone is a book called Man's Search for Meaning. It's not a business book. I have those as well, but that book was pretty influential to the way that I think about life. Business books, I was running a book club about a year ago when Helix was a new thing. I was just thinking about ways to kind of get our brand in people's minds, and so I ran a book club for a while. You know, maybe I might start that back up again. There's actually some recent reads that have been decent. One, Mission Economy. It's this economist from the College of London. She's pretty bright. So,
are there any initiatives that you host or any charity causes you support?
You know, funny enough, we actually are working on something right now. This is another one of our strategies that are kind of outgoing, is that we have been speaking with a lot of people who have come on as judges and loved that experience and have been, you know, at some strategy consulting roles. And they tell us about how their firm encourages them to donate their time or their money towards, you know, causes that are important to them. And they kind of get brownie points for that. And so I actually have been working on kind of a model right now where we would be able to pay to have professional strategy consultants come in during our competitions to mentor a couple of teams. They could spend an hour, and then since consultants aren't able to accept you know, external consulting fees, which that would be classified as, it could be then directly donated in, you know, in their name towards whatever cause they choose. So that's kind of a time-sharing model that we're working on to increase our social benefit. But I do feel that, you know, as much press and attention as, you know, doing good as well as doing well, you know, gets, I think that people often forget that you still need to create a real product that people actually want to buy. So we're working on that first, and we have some pretty exciting ideas in the pipeline as well for that.
And finally, David, what do you do and where can people find you?
Yeah, so I'm the founder and CEO of helixcases.com. If you're a student coming across this, please do visit our website, sign up, make a profile, and participate in some of our challenges. We run recruiting hackathons and case competitions to recruit tech students and business students, respectively, for roles at, you know, a variety of companies, pretty industry agnostic there. So I think that, I would say that if you want to find me, I also post on LinkedIn sometimes, it's not necessarily David as a person. It's more as David as a professional person. So follow me there or email me at david@helixserv.com.
Thank you, David, for sharing a little bit about your life insight.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sasha.